Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Hello again and welcome to Good Things Radio. Come on in, put your feet up, get ready for episode 30. Coming up on the program today, if you are in an entertainment slump, if you just have not been able to find a good TV program or series to enjoy lately, then I've got your answer. I can't wait to tell you about it. That's coming up. There's a fantastic women's conference that I want to tell you about with a really unique twist. We've also got an update on the Bible study and a recipe from one of our Good Things Radio listeners just in time for Thanksgiving. Oh, you knew I had to do that. First, though, let's bow our heads, unless you're driving, but all of us can still join in whatever way you can, to begin in prayer if you join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And did you know about that prayer? It actually comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 24. I would not have known that if I was not in this Bible study, which I've been doing, focusing on the book of Numbers, which who would have thought it would be such a dramatic, exciting book? But I'm learning so much and currently working my way up towards chapter 20. I have to say, every day, I'm loving the experience. And back in episode 28, I shared a little about a Bible study called Good Morning Girls. Just had begun it, started it then. And since then, I've recruited some girlfriends to join me. So the way it works is this. We read one chapter a day. Some of us read it bright and early. Maybe another might not get to it until nap time or at night, which is all good. And then we send each other a text. And what's great about that is not only do you hear what others are getting out of that reading that day, but it acts as an accountability partner, which is so key. I love that because you know, if you forget that you're being held accountable, people are wanting to know what you thought and your reflection that day. And when I see a text come in from one of the girls, it's exciting. And so I found that it keeps me focused and thinking all day about that particular chapter. And then in the evenings, when we gather as a family, I'm rereading the chapter again. And it works out really nice because by that time, I can kind of offer insight into the reading since I've been thinking about the words all day. And my kids are like, wow, Mom, you knew this? And the truth is, I didn't that morning. So, and the neat thing is that we are so busy and we realize we only have a certain amount of time during the day for so many things. And I didn't think that I'd be able to do this once a day, let alone twice. So I'm really amazed and grateful that it has worked out. And sometimes you think, boy, you can fit in more than what you think if you just prioritize. So I appreciate your feedback about that. And we have a couple more suggestions when it comes to Bible studies. With our discussion about the Bible lately, I was really excited to see then that the USCCB has declared November 15th through the 21st National Bible Week. And it's because it's the 50th anniversary of the Second Vatican Council Dogmatic Constitution on Divine Revelation. That's a mouthful. It's called Dei Verbum. And the thing, of course, is that no matter where you are in this particular year when you're listening to this episode or the podcast, it's evergreen because it's something that you can jump in to any week. But this year's theme is a book for the family. So all of the resources are geared around why the Bible is so important to the formation of our families at any age, any stage. So I wanted to invite you to my blog. It's thesacredsync.com if you've not been there yet. And there's some resources there. I have a portal to the USCCB and it's got links to some beautiful reflections and just even like a quick prayer so that it's beautiful. It's called The Bible Enthroned in the Home. I think that's the name of it. And you just pray it, especially this week, but anytime. And there's a column by Scott Hahn there as well, a lot more. Additionally, I also ran into a website launched by the Vatican for the Congregation of the Clergy, and it's called Biblia Claris. And it allows researchers to access the Bible so that you can cross-reference liturgical tests. So if you're deep in scripture and you're really studying and you want more, then you can look at what the early church fathers wrote about these particular passages and a lot more as well. And that might be more for the armchair theologians. That might be more of the advanced level, but it's worth noting. And again, you can find all the resources on thesacredsync.com. And if it's not the first post that you see, if you're listening to this episode later on or in 2017 or something, just search for National Bible Week, because anytime you pull it up, there's great links and information and resources. If you're just alone and you want to study, or if it's with your family, I'll also link it up on the newsletter as well. And we're going to get to your feedback today. So let's jump on in.
Well, the mail must go through. The mail must go through. No matter if it rains or snows, the mail must go through.
Okay, from Vanessa. Vanessa says, regarding the Bible study, there is a blog called The Littlest Way, where I have gotten some great ideas and insight. She talks in the past about memorization of scripture with index cards. My family and I have been studying a new one each week since school started, and I've been impressed by their knowledge. Also, when you talked about priorities and being sidetracked easily with technology, this was episode 28, I think. She said, I felt like you were in my head. I recently just deleted my Instagram account because I found myself wasting so much time. I felt horrible when I added up the time I spent on Instagram and had to ask myself if me being on there was really being good, was bearing good fruit. Sure, I was evangelizing, but at what cost? I know there are people who are great at disciplining themselves when it comes to technology, but the black hole it was for me caused a problem. I just want to let you know you are not alone. P.S. Also wanted to add your mom would be a recurring guest. That would be an awesome thing. Just an idea. Oh, thank you, Vanessa. And funny, you should say that because I actually pulled in mom today. She was here watching Star Wars with Revenge of the Sith with the family. So to actually weigh in on the topic of technology, welcome back to the show, mom.
Thanks. I am happy to be here and happy that in the debut of our partnership together, our duel, that
not duel.
No.
There was no.
No, I know.
Wild West guns.
No, but
duet.
I just met yes, together.
Right.
Together. That there was receptivity, so I'm grateful and glad.
And we just had a conversation about technology, a phone conversation, and you're texting, you are in a generation that kind of can look back and see the span of time from record players to then eventually computers and cell phones, and now, of course, everything smartphone. So I'm curious to get your perspective on it. Are we better? Is it worse? Is it a problem? What do you see?
My information or my thoughts, my opinions are narrow because I'm not in a capacity to know a lot of stats. What my own information tells me is that it's not just our own culture, our own American culture. It is worldwide where people are walking around, not looking at other people, not looking at creation. They are just attached to their cell phones or something, whether it's Bluetooth or technology. And my limited but very strong conviction about it is the word angel means messenger, and God has allowed the technology of our media to come to help us. But along with that comes responsibility, and there is the right path, that small keyhole that gives us insight, gives us information, gives us knowledge, sometimes can be lifesavers or great boosts for health and holiness. But it takes me back to a visit that we had when Dad was sick, and the radiation oncologist explained to us the difference between cancer and a cancerous tumor, a cancerous growth, or benign. Benign is it is a growth, but it respects boundaries, so it's not going to invade systems or organs. Cancer, on the other hand, is an invader. And I believe that God provides technology for us to make use of it, but not to become a slave of it, mm-hmm. so that we cannot engage in conversation, in letter writing, in just good relationship. And I am not minimizing what the computer has done for those who are lost because they've been adopted and not knowing, you know, their birth families, lost because of immigration. It is in so many ways so valuable. But I'm saying we have to be discerning. We must be, because if we're not, we'll be trapped, we'll be ambushed, we'll be a target for it to consume our time.
Well, that's very true. And I agree with everything that you're saying. And it reminded me of the prayer, the Anima Christi, the after Eucharist communion prayer, where it says, from the malignant enemy, defend me. And, you know, when you talk about malignant and benign, it reminds me of that. But also for you, and I know as a mom, it's hard because I'm texting with friends, we're doing this Bible study, all sorts of different things. You're in a state of life where your social circle, your prayer group, all of these different areas of your life is important, where you are plugged in. You are the prayer warrior. So you get the APB bulletins of what's coming in. Is it an issue for you? Because, you know, you're alone in your home, but it's a beautiful portal that you have, the text, the phone. But do you find yourself saying, I need to shut it off? Or do you feel like you have good self-control?
I trust the Holy Spirit to tell me. There are times where I have been doing the dishes or something, anything, and I feel compelled to, and this used to happen before I even had a cell phone. I would put the dishes down, dry my hands, and go call somebody. So no matter where we are in time and stages and phases of our life, if we are attentive to the voice and the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and then obedient, there is peace in it, because it's not as if we're saying, I shouldn't stop what I'm doing because I have this fantasy about calling somebody. You have to learn the voice of the Holy Spirit and follow it. Doesn't mean to say that you're going to be accurate, but the same with the texting. Sometimes a prayer request will come in, and I know I immediately need to pray, but it doesn't mean that I need to respond.
Right.
And when you respond, that gets the treadmill going sometimes. And sometimes other people are adding, and it's like, no, I just shut it down because I don't want to be distracted by what others are saying, even though it's helpful and it's inspirational. I just know for me, I need to shut it off and pray and not be concerned about what others, because that's between them and the Holy Spirit.
Right. And that's what's nice about that technology. You have the power to do that. So that's very good. Thank you so much for your little cameo again.
You're welcome. Happy to be here. God bless everyone.
Wyatt Earp, I'm Doc Holliday. Our duel. Love you, Bob. Thank you. Okay, so to wrap up the feedback, also received an email from Barbara. She said, my daughter's new confirmation teacher is doing a Bible study with them, and I love it. It's so important to take time in the beginning of the day to thank God and ask Him to guide you. And finally, Melissa, she back again. I remember in the earlier, I don't remember which one, an episode with Jennifer and I, she sent a recipe and she's back at it again, a doozy. And by doozy, I mean super delicious. She says, I love this recipe. I wanted to pass it along to everyone. My kids absolutely love it. It's called Can't Miss Cinnamon Rolls. And the ingredients are super simple. One package of Rhodes frozen cinnamon rolls, or I suppose any package of cinnamon rolls would do. One stick of butter, one packet of instant vanilla pudding. Oh, what a genius idea. The night before, spray a 13 by 9 dish, separate the cinnamon rolls, sprinkle unprepared vanilla over the frozen rolls, melt one stick of butter, and then pour it over the rolls, easy enough. Cover the rolls tightly, refrigerate overnight, and then in the morning, this is what I like, because when you're in a hurry, and even if it's just, if it's Thanksgiving morning, whatever, you just remove the thawed rolls, set it on the counter for 35 to 40 minutes, and then bake 350. 15 to 20 minutes until golden and delicious. And that's it. Wow. My kind of breakfast recipe. Thank you, Melissa. So I will link that up for you in our newsletter, by the way, as well. And if you have any feedback at all, just drop us a note anytime. It's feedback@goodthingsradio.com. So there's a show that I've been watching off and on for about a year, but I've really ramped up my obsession. Honestly, let's just say that a few months ago, it's on Netflix, which can be dangerous because, you know, when all of the seasons are there for you, every episode, it's so easy to just kind of watch one after another. And before you know it, like 2 hours have gone by. But the name of the show is Call the Midwife. Now, guys, men, before you roll your eyes and skip over this part, I am telling you, this is for you, too. My tough outdoor military husband, he has been known to watch a few episodes and he might not readily admit that, but honestly, it's so good and it really transcends labor and delivery. It's about so much more than that. And the plot revolves around a new midwife. It's based on a true story. Jenny Lee is, and she's just so beautiful. Jessica Raine is the actress. She plays Nurse Lee. And she arrives in the East End of London around 1957. So you'll travel the years starting in 1957 on with them. And she starts her career. It's a huge culture shock. She had a privileged upbringing. And then she enters into this world of midwifery. Nurse Jenny, Nurse Lee, she's also surprised that she's not part of a private hospital. She's staying at a convent. It's the Nonatus House, and they're Anglican nuns. And it's there at the Nonatus House that we meet other midwives. We meet nuns like Sister Monica Joan, whom I love because you never know what she's going to say, and Chummy and Trixie and the rest. But these are true stories. And that to me is what makes really good TV, when it's based on compelling stories of an era that I get to learn about and mixed with really smart English accents and clothing that I love, but also the faith element. Because you've got these beautiful nuns that are living out their faith, and each episode imparts a lesson. Vanessa Redgrave is the narrator. So either in the beginning or the end, and sometimes both as it's bookended, you come away with this wisdom that just sticks with you. And I love Vanessa Redgrave's voice. So I wanted to play just a little clip for you. So here is a trailer. This is a trailer of Call the Midwife. And again, the narration is done by Vanessa Redgrave. Check it out.
There are between 80 and 100 babies born each month in Poplar. As soon as one vacates its pram, another one takes its place.
22 pregnancies. There's 24 of us all together.
24?
The East End will eat her for breakfast.
Your comfort is not important. You have a job to do, and you will do it.
I can't believe you're a nun now.
I'm not a nun. I'm a nurse.
People like you are supposed to help people like me.
There's more to me than work. I've had my share of adventures.
God love your innocence, Nurse Jenny Lee.
Your end. It's shaking.
We're doing this together.
Help! Help! Stick with me, love. I'm an old hand.
I didn't know people lived like this.
But they do. And it's why we're here.
Call the Midwife on BBC One and BBC One HD.
And that doesn't even really nearly do it justice, but you get the idea. And it's Call the Midwife. Again, it's based on the memoir of Jennifer Wirth. And although I hope, guys, you will give it a chance, admittedly, it is probably more geared toward the ladies, but I hope you like it. If you do, let me know, because it's pressure when you recommend something, but it just thumbs up all the way. And speaking of ladies, oh, I have a scoop on something coming down the pike that is pretty innovative. I recently had the honor of spending time with Tammy Kaiser. Now, in the blogosphere, and if you're a big reader, you might know her name automatically. She's also known as her pen name, Smart Martha. And the book she has is The Catholic Guide for Busy Moms. She's a mom of 10. I think it's 10. Amazing, amazing woman. And She is also a trailblazer in new media when it comes to reaching women where they are. She's the founder of something called the Catholic Conference for Moms, and it's the number four. But what's so great about this is that the conference comes to you. So I'm not telling you about something you have to buy tickets for and travel. This comes to you wherever you are. And it doesn't matter if it's just you or you've got a giant group or a really active parish. The theme this year is, and I think this is the second year, it's called Faces of Mercy. And Tammy has traveled around the country speaking to some of the most prominent authors, has curated an amazing selection of videos that are designed to be utilized as kind of a one of a kind do-it-yourself conference for anyone. She said the first church she heard from was one in Alaska, where they have a hunger. They want to have really good, high-quality speakers, but they cannot afford to fly anybody, let alone a group of people out there for a conference way out in Alaska. So they've already signed up. Any parish can sign up. And some of the speakers include Kimberly Hahn, Simca Fisher, Brooke Taylor. How did she get in there? And my talk, by the way, is entitled In Mercy, God Calls Each of Us by Name. And it's a little story of our adoption with our daughter and how that came to be. But also friends of the show are involved in this conference. You might know include Father Nathan Cromley, Michelle Fainley, Emily Jaminet, which I just previewed their new book on the program on episode 29. And I pulled a little description from the website. It says this: moms today need support. Moms need convenience. New this year, moms will be able to attend the conference at participating parishes. Parish hosts who sign up will receive a packet of information necessary to bring the Catholic Conference for Moms to their own parishes. If you've been waiting to really wake the sleeping giant that is your church, ladies, this is a wonderful opportunity because it's super simple. You just have to participate, sign up as a host, and everything is packaged and done for you. And the benefits of attending in person will be similar to those of any other live conference: inspiring talks, opportunities for prayer, support from other moms, a discussion guide that's provided as part of the information package to facilitate small group and sharing. Everything is there. The videos can even be used in an ongoing weekly format, much like a Bible study or a book club. And I just received an email from Tammy personally about this. And she said, Brooke, with a year of mercy just around the corner, I want to have a good number of parishes committed to holding either their own conference within their parish or use these for their mom group. So she said, I'm having a hard time getting this information out there, though. So that's what we want to do. That's what it's about right now. It's Catholic Conference for Moms, the number 4.com for more information. And if you have any questions at all, let me know. But I love the concept and the opportunity that if it's four moms or 400 moms, that you can bring them in, you can utilize these talks however you'd like, and everything is already prepackaged for you. So thank you to Tammy for that fantastic idea and working on that. It's again, Catholic Conference for Moms. We'll link up that info in our newsletter as well. Well, thank you for being a part of Good Things Radio and episode 30. Short and sweet this time. We're going to be preparing for episode 31 that will be Thanksgiving themed, of course. And it's going to be a busy holiday week, but it's really going to be geared toward getting your heart in a good place for Thanksgiving and then preparing for Advent. In the next coming weeks, we're going to be doing a lot of Advent discussions and would love to hear your ideas. But I have a lot of exciting things planned as we kind of roll out the preparation of Christ in our homes and inviting him in a very real way and with some creative ideas. So that's coming up as well. But if you like what you hear today and any other episode, and I hope you do, please help us out by visiting iTunes. Leave us a positive review. It means so much. If you haven't subscribed, oh my, I can't even keep up with all the places that Good Things Radio is kind of populating to. We're on Stitcher. We are now on, where else are we? Podbean. And there's also iTunes, of course, so you can subscribe there as well. And for leaving a review, just search up Good Things Radio in the podcast directory. Leave us a quick note if you would. And feedback at goodthingsradio.com is always how you can reach out. Share your input, thoughts about the show, and so on. Thank you so much to my producer, Mark Cumming from Cumming Home Studios, for his dynamic skills. And Mark is an amazing producer for any needs you may have. So to find out more, you can reach him at cumminghomestudio.com.
And as we wrap up, let's end with a prayer, if you would, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, help us to remember to breathe in grace and breathe out praise. Every breath is a gift. Help us all as we prepare for Thanksgiving and the season of Advent to welcome you into our hearts and homes anew each day and to see the infinite blessings in our lives. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, thank you for listening to episode 30 of Good Things Radio. And remember, God is good all the time. God bless.
This episode of Good Things Radio was produced by Mark Cumming at Cumming Home Studio, your solution for all audio and video needs, www.cumminghomestudio.com.